The Tour to Brisbane on Sunday, 14th of April. Early bird entries closing this week. Register now at tourtobrisbane.org.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Hello there, welcome to the catch up. Very nice to have you along for the ride. We went back between the sheets this morning, didn't we, Robin Bailey?
I had to do a lot of apologising.
Yeah, heaps.
I was trying to find the song that best describes your love life.
You know, just tell Nick, you give Nick a bit of exposure as an upcoming father. Now, you're like too young now, but when your kids get a bit older and you want to have a bit of rompy pompy, you've often got to play a bit of music in your bedroom quite loudly. Is that correct?
You put Here's Humphrey or The Wiggles.
Oh,
or
entertain
you
them.
Buy yourself some time. You know exactly how long that time goes
for. I thought that's what you were watching.
Yeah. No, I mean,
that's in the room. Bananas in pajamas.
Oh, you're talking daytime sex. I was talking when they're in bed asleep. So you're just hiding Glenn McGrath noises.
Okay,
coming.
Can you not be silent?
What?
Yeah.
No. Well, I can be, but I've got a noisy wife.
She'll love that. Well,
she's going to listen to the podcast.
Hi,
she sometimes does. Hi, Kath. You legends are wearing the same clothes for 3 days straight.
Mm. Yeah, they're high viz. Look, it's for an awesome cause for Orange Sky Laundry. These guys help the homeless and we want to help them too, and we're raising money. But it is going to be an odd thing for me to actually not have to think what I'm going to wear.
How good Marlo's does done the training.
Hey, you just put the same clothes on.
Are you changing your undies? Just so I know.
I've got togs on today. I was going for a swim.
Oh, good. Well, they'll be clean then tomorrow. Yeah, excellent.
You just put on togs, 8 hours before you go for a swim?
Yeah. Well, because I knew I wasn't going to go home again for a while. So,
I just say that high-vis makes you feel quite chunky? You feel chunkier. It's not a slimming outfit.
No.
When I saw you putting the boots on before, it was so funny to see so many bangles tying up work boots. I've never seen that image.
And I have found some
high-heeled work boots,
which I'm very excited about.
And we were going to have an intervention. I can't see. Yes, it is still. It is still the way it is.
Peter Allen from Go to Rio, the way he used to tie his shirt.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to say
your shirt.
It's very jolly. There is no tradesman who does their buttons up.
I think that's going to change, unfortunately. No, so that's going to be the way
it is.
Actually,
every day for the next 3 days, I'll come in it slightly differently.
Well, that's exciting.
Jazz up high viz.
That's really exciting.
We might have a chat to girls tomorrow about high viz, how to wear it in a slightly
Can you bedazzle it?
Oh, my God.
line dancer fraud and extreme evasion from a $43 million debt, just as throwaways. They're in there as well. Big show. Enjoy.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
I have to say that Orange Sky Laundry are one of my all-time favourite charities, partly because they started here in Brisbane, also partly because it was started by two mates from school who saw a need and wanted to make it happen. For those that don't know anything about Orange Sky Laundry, they help homeless people by providing free mobile laundry and shower services. And we have one of those founders with us. Hey, Lucas.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Just quickly go through some of the stats when it comes to homelessness and loneliness within this country. Because they're quite terrible.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, the last census found 116,000 Aussies every single night are homeless, which equates to about 1 in 200 of us. And I think, that was a really mind-blowing statistic. So it's definitely something that's a challenge in our communities.
Can you tell everyone how many vans have you got now and how many have got washing machines and how many have got showers in them?
Yeah, so we've got 29 vans around the country now, so predominantly down the east coast, but a couple over in Perth, a couple in Adelaide, down Hobart, and also one up in Darwin.
How's the showers? How has that changed things? Because we're talking about loneliness and connectivity, etc. Is the showers helping with that?
Yeah, I think with the showers, like what we've found is really being a magnet or a catalyst for bringing people together and having a chat. You know, we can all relate to how good it is having a shower and doing a load of washing, and I don't think it's any different for people out in the street. So, for someone who might not have had a conversation with someone with it for a week, or might not have had a shower or had access to laundry for a week or even more, it can be a really transformative experience, I think, for a lot of people who are struggling. But then, to sit down on one of our orange chairs, to chat with one of our volunteers, and not be judged, and for that to be a really safe space, I think is why, you know, every week we see thousands of people coming up to our vans all around Australia.
Hey, well, the reason we're talking to you today, Lucas, who's the co-founder of Orange Sky Laundry, of course, helping with homelessness and everything else, is you're launching a Sudsy Challenge. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Sudsy Challenge is a really exciting new campaign that we're doing, which is the opportunity or the challenge to for people to wear the same clothes for 3 days, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And really what that's going to do is start a lot of conversations around, you know, people will get a Bright Orange Who Is Sudsy t-shirt, but also an opportunity to get your friends and family to sponsor you and raise some funds for Orange Sky to keep all those vans on the road.
Okay, so just thinking out loud, I haven't discussed this with Marto, but that'll be interesting. If we were to do it, like if we could help you and we were to say not or wear the same clothes like, say, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, like from this afternoon, just to promote it, would you be okay with that if we didn't do it on the weekend?
That'd be amazing, I think, you know, to inspire your listeners and to put the call out for people to do it. I think Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is a perfect perfect time, perfect conversation starter for you guys to chat about over the next couple of days. So that'd be amazing.
Well, okay, Marto does that possibly every weekend anyway.
He didn't even know.
This is like a mini fishing trip.
Yeah.
Take one change of clothes.
But see, me, Lucas, and I'm kind of ashamed to say it, I possibly don't wear the same clothes.
I've never seen you in the same clothes twice in a month.
Yeah, so for me, I've never worn the same clothes 3 consecutive days. I've never worn the same clothes 2 consecutive days. Well, Will, are you prepared to do this? Because Nick can't because he's doing the comedy festival.
He's got to do stand-up.
Comedy festival, and I've got a 6-month-old baby at home, so the odds of getting through 3 hours with the same T-shirt on are pretty low, unfortunately.
I'm in. It's like, okay. Robin, you're the dark horse here. If you can do this, I'll be more than mildly surprised.
Okay, and you need money attached to it, don't you, Lucas?
Yeah, I think it's a perfect opportunity to, you know, set up a page on our website, thesudsychallenge.com, and then get people to sponsor you. And we can drop off a few T-shirts to you this afternoon so you can have the special Orange Sky Sudsy Challenge T-shirt.
What's the underpant ruling?
Our party line on that is that you start with a T-shirt and you can go as far or as little as you want, so totally up to you guys on the underpants and even pyjamas as well.
I'll wear my fake tan ones I put on when I get sprayed.
Very good.
Don't they wear paper ones?
They do.
Stop it.
Paper ones for 3 days.
No.
Brave.
Lucas, leave it with us. We will come up with some cash. We will do this challenge we will bring awareness to this amazing cause. So thank you.
Amazing. Thanks so much.
Well, if you just joined us, we just had a great chat with Lucas from Orange Sky Laundry, who have launched the Sudsy Challenge. And, of course, Orange Sky Laundry offer homeless people.
Wonderful Brisbane fellas. Started it here. Mates in high school decided they wanted to start help the homeless. Beautiful. And it's now right around the country.
So it's not only the laundries that they have in these trucks, 28 trucks, they've also got showers. And it's bringing, well, it's a chance to start a conversation is what they said. And both Robin and I said we'd help out. Their challenge is on this weekend. We've both got stuff on. We said, righto, from this point on, from right now, are you happy with the clothes you have on?
Well, this is my problem because I've got a leather skirt on and it's a little chilly and I'm thinking, this is an interesting wardrobe selection to wear for the next 3 days.
All right.
Well, you'll be okay. Look at you in your workwear.
Well, hold on. We've got, talking about workwear, we've got Adam from Totally Workwear. Hi, Adam.
Hey guys, how you going?
You ringing up about the Sudsy Challenge?
Yeah, I heard the interview this morning, and Totally Workwear, we want to get on board. We want to help.
Okay, so hang on, what are you offering?
Well, we can kit you out with some King G workwear. Get you.
I wear your gear anyway, Adam. It's not going to be hard.
Perfect match.
Okay, it's very comfy stuff. I've got King G stuff.
You're suggesting I take off my leather skirt and put on what exactly?
Oh, we'll get you in some high vis. It looks pretty good.
Oh, Adam, this is the greatest ever. So we're saying you have to leave the same clothes on because it's to replicate homelessness for 3 days, Robin.
Yeah, no, well,
let's just go through your today. What do you got on today?
I've got a catch-up with 3 girls' friends from my mother's group. Tonight we're going to Suburban Social in Kenmore. Today during the day I've got...
High-vis okay there because they often don't let you into bars after 6 with high-vis on. Don't have too much glue on it.
I've got a counselling session with my counsellor, Cynthia, who's the most glamorous woman I've ever met, so she's going to love the high-vis. High-vis. What have I got tomorrow? Oh, tomorrow I'm getting my brows done.
Oh.
Do that in some high-vis.
is.
Yeah, and I've got another kind of catch up with some girlfriends at the KT tomorrow night.
Hive is.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Jeez, you're having a great old week. Well, all of it, so for 3 days, what are we now? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this time, you can get back into your leather skirt and your jacket top. Adam, is that what you're saying? We only need one change of clothes, don't we?
That's one change of clothes, mate. That'll get you through all week.
Okay, I've never worn the same clothes two consecutive days. And look, I live in a very happy, wholesome, I'm not in an emergency situation.
I've never seen you wear the same suit of clothes twice in a month.
No, I know.
It's incredible.
I know. So this actually, I mean, it's a great challenge. It's not, you know, it will certainly make me realise what it feels like to be in a situation where you don't have a choice.
Or like a very short fishing trip. That's what it'll be, 3 days without changing clothes.
Or maybe should I go to a work site? Then I'll feel a little more. I've never worn Hy-Vis in my entire life.
Have you got any work boots? Because she's always in heels too, Adam.
Oh, you can't wear heels with work clothes like that. So
I reckon I could...
in some boots in there too.
Oh, okay. Well, if I can find some high-heeled work boots, I'll be wearing them.
Once done. The old Bluntstone stiletto combo. Yeah.
Leave that one with me.
All right, it's official. You're kitted out in your gear from Totally Workwear. The official Sudsy Challenge, it starts on Friday, and you can get involved, orangesky.org.au, and help them out with a donation there.
Hang on. If we do this and we wear your stuff, Adam, what's in it for us?
Well, I think it's a pretty good challenge to get involved with. Totally Workwear will donate $1,000 a day for every day you get through for the rest of the week.
Ooh, that's tasty.
Oh, that's all right. $3,000.
This is up to you, Robin, because I'm sweet. This will be your challenge.
Yeah, okay. Okay, if you're willing to put $3,000 on it, I would very much like to help Orange Sky Laundry, all right? There's
yeah,
a challenge.
Absolutely. Done deal. We'll donate the clothes. We'll get them ready for you.
Adam.
$1,000 a day.
Oh, Adam, that's unreal, mate. We had to get underway some way because other people will jump in. This is to help with homelessness, mate. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we think it's a great message and we want to be involved as much as we can.
Good one, mate.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Oh, I just love when people don't pay their bills. And this bloke, I think he could be my favourite hero of all time. This legend, Singaporean high roller, has racked up a $43.2 million debt.
What is it?
At a casino.
Oh, at a casino.
How do you do that, actually? Like, really?
They're just so friendly. He was a high roller. They're really friendly to you, and they'll do anything. They'll bend over backwards, and you just keep part.
But how didn't he have to pay money up front?
Well, he signed a blank check for them.
Oh, love that.
But then he's just closed that account. He's done the old how I get out of a gym membership. All right, close down Westpac. Let's go over to ANZ to keep this guy.
But they brought him on a private yacht from a private jet.
Yeah, they fly him in and they give him
$200,000 in lucky money. They gave him
lucky money.
Well, that's why he's not paying. You know what I mean? He's like, hey guys, you said it was lucky money. I've turned this $200,000 in lucky money into minus $43.2 million.
So what? Don't they have a process every 10 million or so when they go down? Doesn't someone go? He's under. We've got him for 10 now. We got him for 20.
Well, they issued him $40 million in chips and then upped his credit by another $10 million. He's just given him a blank check and he's hit the bricks. Gone. Nah, not for me. Not for me losing $43 million. I'm going back home to Singapore.
How are you going to get it? They're not going to get that money out of him, are they?
I don't know. He was blaming. He was saying that he first raised the issue of a dealer error. That was when he was $37 million down.
Mm. Oh, righto. They've been really mean to me. Oh,
is it the dealer error? Is that can you claim that if you're $37 million down, just blame one bloke across from you? You do what I did at the casino once when I lost $20 on the more chili machine. I said, guys, it says more chili on it. There was no chilies. Just sadness. Oh. And a man down $20.
Yeah, those days when you lose 100 at the track on a Saturday and you go home, you want to take him with you and go, look what this guy lost.
What would he have said to his wife?
Could have been 50.
Yeah, there you go. There's an up.
Positive.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
The hero of the weekend was a Polynesian gentleman, and he wasn't a football player. He was a ordinary citizen. It sounded like
No high vis.
Had a Nike shirt on. Had a vest. Actually, had a Ralph Lauren vest on.
Oh, God.
Lives down Marsden Logan Way. Okay, and I saw this Friday night, and I forgot all about it. Yes, I went, hold on, this guy is a legend, and then showed it to my son just to confirm. Yes, he is a legend. So he drives in Friday night. Polynesians. They love their chicken, okay? Mm-hmm. They love their KFC. He drives in Friday night into the Marsden KFC with his wife. They went through the drive-thru, put his order in, and then all hell started breaking loose. I'll let him continue the story.
See all the bunch of workers jumping out the window screaming. Told my wife to drive over to the other side. I hopped out of the car. In my mind, I was like, okay, it's not a gun. That's all right. There was already like 4 to 5 blokes already in there with tuba holding golf clubs, trying to be Tiger Woods, you know. I think he was kind of scared because he saw how much of us were there. And that's when I pulled out my phone. So I was like reporting live here, yeah, KFC Marsden, on Instagram. By the time I looked back, he was sleeping. He was on the floor. Turned him over to the side. The other bloke was trying to wake him up. I got the chair for him so he could sit up. I said, oh, get some water, get some water. Could have got me another, I got fizzy, you know. I was like, oh, I want to get some fizzy. But then I was like, oh, nah, so I get some water. Two coppers came in. Is this the offender? Yes, that's the offender. Well, what do you think? He's like, okay. We went over to our KFC Meadowbrook. Shout out to Meadowbrook KFC.
Okay. Oh, how many roles has this bloke played here? He's played reporter, yes. Paramedic.
Yes. Crime stopper.
Key witness. He hit the guy with everything he had. There were dead set. There were three blokes at the counter because there was a guy. It was
okay,
serious.
So just tell me what happened.
There was a bloke behind the counter had a knife and was trying to get the cash register off one of the young girls. So it was really serious.
Yeah, scary stuff.
But there at the counter, if you're going to rob anywhere, don't go to the Marsden KFC on a Friday night, okay? Because there's all these enormous human beings. They were enormous. There were construction workers. There were poly boys. And they were somebody's gone out to their car and said, right, we'll sort this bug out with a knife.
With
they got golf clubs. And then big Vi comes in, and Vi would be the guy talking, the hero. He would be 145 kilograms, an enormous human being, okay? Right. He has strode in and he's assessed the situation. This thing went for 7 minutes, the interview with Channel 7. 7 minutes. I've had to cut it down because he said, I assessed the situation and there were no guns, so I thought this is going to be okay. And at no stage has he admitted to hitting the guy, and the guy was asleep, as you'll find out soon, but he has gone, 1 minute he was there, next minute he was sleeping. Anyway.
Yeah. Now, do you think some of these blokes involved, were they avid golfers or just guys that have the old golf club in the car? Yeah,
they didn't have a full set.
Just a couple of randoms.
Yeah, you never know.
Let's let Vi, he's still going and going and going. I think he got some fizzy drink into him eventually. Keep going.
When I got there to the scene, I was like, oh, there's already heaps of blokes there. So I was like, oh, there's a few islanders, a few Bergens. So I just let them handle it. So I was like, oh, it's a good time to get my phone up. Didn't get hit with golf club. I can say that. You didn't get hit with golf club. Kind of like a tackle, like a ruck. When you get off someone, then when they peeled off, I saw he was on the ground. I don't know, it was sad because I think he was just hungry. He was saying like he was struggling, but the other guy's like, yeah, well, we're all in the same situation. We're all struggling, blah, blah, blah. My stomach was rumbling, man. I was hungry. So KFC Marsden, shout us some vouchers. I want some vouchers, man.
Oh,
buddy. He wants it, gets it.
Well, he put it on his Instagram story live.
What a classic.
It really showed, you know, if you've grown up in a rough suburb, to see someone swinging a knife around and then you just go, where's my phone? Yeah. I'm putting this on Insta.
The Big Breakfast, Triple M.
Warning, the following segment contains serious sexy talk and music from Kenny G.
Between the Sheets with Robin Bailey.
Okay, I'm going to ask forgiveness before I even start.
What do you mean?
This sounded like a great idea. A survey has come up with the top 5 songs that best describes your sex life.
Whose sex life?
Well, anyone's. It was done as a Facebook post and tens of thousands of people responded and have come up with a very eclectic mix of songs. That in itself is interesting.
Hmm.
But in the process, I've realised there's a bit of a theme.
Mm. Oh. Is it theme of disappointment or excitement?
Well,
are they all very quick songs?
Kind of. Oh. Anyway, let me just tell you before we get into them that there is also, it's all come about because there's an app. And the app is called Bed Beats. And what happens is you download this app and you place it on your mattress, and while you're making love,
the
music works to your rhythm.
It's like sleeping with a drummer.
Kind of. Wow. So you can have dance, funk, chill, roots, jazz, or rock.
Roots.
Oh. And, yeah, it is between the sheets. I did ask for this.
A friend and I made a CD in high school that we sold that we said had a track listing that would get you laid.
And did it? I mean, sell?
I don't know. We sold like 15 copies. It was my friend Nick Novak and I, and the CD was called Two Nicks present Poon Passions.
Oh, wow. My Lord.
Can I just check, at high school, how much experience had you had?
Not much.
No.
One person.
Yeah. Okay.
One person.
Great. Yeah. That's one more than most. Anyway, okay, so I'm going to give you the...
He meant he was on his own.
Yeah, I know. And that quite possibly continue on with this theme. Okay.
All right. That's
work
a long-winded apology. What's wrong?
Okay. Let's go. You can pick one by the end of this, but let's go with number five. Voted the number five song to best describe your love life. It is this one by Donna Summer.
Oh.
That would indicate someone's getting paid.
Thank you.
Bit of Pretty Woman.
So that's a rental type agreement.
Okay, number four. Again, I ask for forgiveness. Michael Jackson.
Okay, I think this was that on your CD that you spoke about before, Nick?
Oh, no, certainly not.
Okay.
Running solo.
Even then I knew he was sus.
Number three. Let's go some Rolling Stones. You can always get yeah, well, you're good.
These are very grim songs.
I know. This actually says where people on Facebook are at in their own heads. Number two is by Pink. I'm not here for your
entertainment. Oh. You don't really want to mess
with me tonight. Okay, that's do we all know what the title of this song is, people?
No.
Okay.
Entertainment?
Brando?
Call You and Your Hand.
Okay, thank you.
Another one.
And the number one song that best describes your sex life, voted by tens of thousands of people on Facebook. Oh my God, this is so out there. It's from the 1970s by a guy called Gilbert O'Sullivan, and it goes like this. My hour of need, I truly
am indeed alone. Oh, the rhythm's there.
Yeah, that's about the rhythm.
Oh, my God.
Okay, see, I did apologise. Like, I was trying to be informative, but we ended up just realising that...
This one's Mardo.
Oh,
they're talking about one of the great manhunts in history. They're looking for these two.
An unusual scam targeting the line dancing community has seen elderly Queenslanders lose their savings by forking out for what they believe to be a dream dancing holiday.
Mm-mm. What a delicious story this was. The two, a bloke 37 and his father 61, they've been in the business for 15 years teaching oldies how to do their line dancing and then they ripped them off.
Police want to track down this man. His name is Brett Jenkins. His company, Brett Jenkins Line Dancing, has been running for 15 years. Mm. But the 37-year-old and his 66-year-old father, Bruce Jenkins, have suddenly vanished.
They promised them a dream dancing holiday and all these oldies tipped in some money and then they just...
tipped in a lot of money. Some of them lost up to like 15 grand. How you can spend $15,000 on a line dancing holiday
Sorry. You're part of the problem, not the solution by making fun of them.
I'm sorry.
How did some of these oldies get to this age without being ripped off before? If you're giving money to a line dancing... I don't know how I can show you this guy, but the twirls he was doing with his thumbs
feather,
in his...
I understand 15 grand if it was lines and dancing holiday. If there was an and in between, you go, that's going to add up pretty quick.
They promised a dream dancing holiday. Now, I'm sure they'll find these guys and then some of them will get their money back. What is a dream dancing holiday?
Well, I've just Googled the top 10 dancing holidays around the world.
Well, you go on holiday and you go dancing.
Yeah, so you could go waltzing in Vienna. You could dance with geishas in Japan. You could do Bollywood in India. You could do sublime salsa in Cuba.
Chicken dance in Munich beer house?
Tango in Argentina.
What about the strip clubs all along Las Vegas?
No. Oh, line dancing in Greece and Spain is on offer. So there you go. That's the number three. You could do fired up flamenco in Seville.
If this was me, I'd be so happy I got my money ripped off so I don't have to go to any of these joints.
You don't deserve it. That's what you're spending it on.
Okay, so if you had to go on a dancing holiday, where would you go?
I just told you.
What?
Chicken dancing at the Munich Beer Hall.
Okay, Nick.
I'd have to do the margarita somewhere.
Is it the margarita?
What is Macarena. The margarita? That's what I'm trying to think.
The margarita is a lot better, mate.
Sorry, I need five margaritas, then I'll do the Macarena.
Oh, God.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
You know, I miss the old days of when I had jobs where you could just have a nap. You know what I mean? Now I'm on the radio. I'm going to get busted. You know what I mean? If I try and sleep now, snoring is going to come through your radio, right? I'm going to be caught out. I do stand up at night. I can't sleep during that. Some of the crowd can, but I can't. And I saw on the weekend, North Queensland Cowboys game, the pyrotechnics expert, Craig Tatnall. Absolute legend. Townsville granddad, he's decided to have a little kip on the side of the ground and he's been caught by the Fox Sports cameras. What I love, it's like, man, you're sidelined at a rugby league game where you are in charge of fireworks.
Yeah, but he's probably been there to set up. I looked at that and thought he's probably been there since 6 o'clock in the morning to set up. It's been a long day.
If he's a Townsville fella, he might also be an AFL guy.
And the Cowboys didn't go great, did they?
No, that's right. So there wasn't many fireworks to
fireworks
turn
for him.
Because you don't do fireworks for the visiting team when they score.
We don't care about them.
Yeah. Oh, you'd hope not. No. That'd be a bit rude. That's going to let your crowd down. But I'm just obsessed because I remember I used to work at a law firm doing like a filing job and they'd ask, hey, we need somebody to file stuff, but it's in the basement. Nobody wants to do that, do they? And I'm like, I most certainly do. And I just set up boxes around a shelf and I could have a little sleep in between the boxes. And if someone came in, you'd hear the noise. I'd go, sorry, guys, I'm just trying to rummage through
these
boxes.
Down the bottom here, yeah.
My mate Luke Heggie, the comedian that was on the other week, he used to have his feet by the door in the storeroom. So he'd lay on his stomach, feet by the door. So if someone opened the door, it would hit his feet. He'd wake up and go, sorry, man, I'm just trying to grab something on the ground, right? But I want to know one... Yeah.
Didn't anyone check that you were not actually filing?
No, they don't care.
They don't care whether the filing happened.
They don't want to get involved with
the filing. They've sent a 19-year-old to the basement. They don't care what you're up to.
And you would have had late nights and not enough sleep and getting
most
out.
Most definitely.
That's so true.
When have you been busted sleeping on the job? I just miss these days and I know so many people
factory
out there.
Factory workers, mate, as well. This place
you reckon?
Is
that...
Oh, really?
Maybe not anymore. Now it's all highly roboticised because you'll get picked up by a robot.
I have fallen asleep in a song.
Like, have you
like,
really?
Yeah, being on air. I pulled an all-nighter, which was a massive mistake.
What are you, Moon Man?
I've only done it twice. One of the times it just required that I would take 40 winks in between the songs.
Were you the only person on the show?
No. But, they were taking responsibility for waking me up during the process. I mean, clearly I wasn't working for a rock station where I had akadaka.
Here's all of Dark Side of the Moon while I take a kip. When have you fallen asleep on the job? It is the Big Breakfast on Triple M.
Peter of the Sunny Coast, when have you fallen asleep at work?
I've fallen asleep training my trotters. Okay. On the track.
Oh, the trots.
You're on the harness. You're on the what do you call it?
Yeah, harness race.
What harness?
The cart. I was on the jog cart, just jogging around and fell asleep and the horses decided to walk their way back to the stable before someone came and woke me up.
God, why were you so tired, Pete?
Big night out, Marto.
Righto. You know, there was that nice rhythm of the horses going round the track. I could sleep through that.
Isn't that nice when your horse walks you back?
Parks itself.
Says we've had enough now, fella. Sam of Alex Hills, when have you fallen asleep on the job?
Hi there. I used to work for a finance company and they trialled working on weekends at a 24-hour gig and they asked for volunteers and I said, yeah, right, I'll give it a crack. And so I would start at 3 o'clock, which is actually a perfect time because the nightclub started to close about 3 o'clock.
Yes. Oh, great.
So I would leave the nightclub and then walk across to my workplace. And then I had a little pillow with me. I would sit under my desk because I was the only person working and basically put my headphones on and fall asleep until a call dropped in.
Oh, that's
until
amazing.
A what dropped in?
Call.
Oh, a call.
A telephone call.
And a finance company, what sort of calls were you taking?
Customer service, but nobody ever called. So I think I did about 5 weeks before they did the stats and said, okay, well, this isn't working. We don't need 24-hour service, but I got 5 weeks of paid sleep. So
you're the reason they've gone offshore with our call centres, aren't you?
Possibly.
No, you've got a thing, though. And who's trying to sort out their finances 4 a.m. on a Sunday morning? Yeah. That's someone who's leaving a nightclub going, I've got a great idea. Let's fix me super.
Tim of Windsor, when have you fallen asleep on the job?
I was working at a pub in the Northern Territory, and I'd been pulling a few for myself, decided to have a little nap on the toilet, and they were looking for me for 3 hours.
Oh, Lord. Were they worried about you? They would have been.
No, because they... Well, they weren't really worried. They just was worried that there wasn't someone behind the bar.
Yeah, I bet they were.
You're working solo and you've gone for a toilet nap. Oh, that is great, Tim.
Did you keep your job, Tim?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's the Northern Territory. Yeah, he's manager. He's manager owner now.
We would have had to get the topless girl to start serving.
Good on you, Tim. It's the Big Breakfast, Triple E.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.